Hello, hello. Welcome back to A Rip in the Veil, your safe place to discuss everything that makes you feel unsafe. And today I have a short and sweet episode for you guys. If you have been following me on Instagram, then you know that we have had quite the flooring project pop up. We kind of had to do it because it was all moldy, so that has pretty much taken up really all of our time. So this week I pried stories out of listeners and loved ones to essentially make them give me my content. Yay. So this is just going to be a short story time episode. So that being said, I was also going to include kind of like make this like a why am I like this part two and include some of my experiences from growing up and just like my life now. As to like why I'm interested in all this creepy shit, but I think I'm gonna save that for its own episode, because fortunately enough for me, I had a couple people come through and give me decent sized stories. So without any further ado, there's no history for these. I'll give you any relevant information as it comes. But other than that, let's just get into it. So I'm gonna start with, a listener. They actually contributed to last week's episode. They were the one that if you tuned in last week, I did an episode on the Hat Man, and I had some people write in their stories and experiences, and one of those was Cody the Fox 96, and they had their story was right at the end there, and it was by far the most terrifying. So, they actually used to be a paranormal investigator, and which is pretty fucking cool. And with that comes a lot of stories and experiences, right? So I'm going to start with their story. And these are kind of just like general creepy stories. None of these, one of the ones I'm sharing will involve shadow people. But there's no specific theme to those like there was last week. So this is again from Reddit. This is from Cody the Fox 96. Okay, so they said, I honestly think my team's last experience is really what changed my entire outlook on this stuff. It was my first experience with missing time and physical injuries from something that definitely couldn't be explained. It was a massive and super old mansion slash house, and it had a really long hallway on the first floor that led to a series of bedrooms, something like four rooms on each side of this hallway with a larger one at the end. They used these rooms for their kids' rooms, a couple guest rooms, and an office. We had them put their animals away into a couple rooms with food, water, puppy pads, and litter boxes just in case we were there a while trying to set up our equipment. We set up something like six little simple motion detectors down the hallway. They always cause a little beep and notification on the computer that we had saying the number of the device and the time it had been tripped. We were sitting with the family in their living room, just sitting down to do a face-to-face talk of what they were going through, and they told us they had been waking up at the same time every night. Every one of them, always at 3 a.m. on the dot. They all said they felt something evil was in the room with them, and then all the lights in the house would flip on at once, and they'd hear stomping and running, tapping, scratching, heavy breathing, and snorting all through the house for about 20 seconds, and then it'd go silent. They saw figures following them in the peripheral vision, but whenever they looked directly at them, there was nothing there. They'd see figures walk by in mirrors, feel taps on their shoulders, have things go missing, and items randomly fall and break when they couldn't have possibly been placed where they've fallen, sometimes even ending up totally across the room. Their three-year-old daughter started having night terrors and talking about the bad man that wants to take mommy and daddy to the bad place, and gave descriptions of an old man with a smile that showed his back teeth, who could open his mouth so the top of his head swung back and his mouth was full, open, out, facing the ceiling. They complained of missing time, sleep paralysis, scratches on their backs, disembodied voices, senses of dread, all bad, bad things. I felt like we may have been in over our heads, but admittedly, I was too morbidly curious to not keep going. I think it was the same for the rest of the team. We got more information, finished setting up, and making sure our cameras were working. We heard the motion detectors trip, first one, then the other, then basically all at once, the rest. A second had passed from the second one tripping and the last. With that length of the hallway, I don't even think a cheetah could have gone that fast, let alone managed to trip every sensor if whatever it was running. Legs would have had to have been in the air for at least one of them at that speed. I went and checked that the animals were still put away and let the team know on my walkie that everything was good. Then the door at the end of the hallway opened on its own. Being the idiot that I was, I told the team and went to check. Despite them telling me to wait for them to come, I walked in and the door slammed shut behind me. The lamp was on in the corner, but the room was dark, almost like someone had somehow managed to stain the air with ink. I could see the light, which should have lit up the whole room, but the maybe 5 feet between me and the lamp was obscured in shadow. I got a super bad feeling and went to the door. It was locked. I turned around, not wanting my back to this room anymore, and reached for the walkie. Suddenly, a shadow, not like a shadow person or even the hat man, seemed to extend from the floor in front of me to the ceiling. It curved over me, eyes that seemed to be just breaks in that inky fog it seemed like it was made up of. It shot at an arm, grabbed my throat, pushed me to the wall, and fucking lifted me off the ground by my throat. I was being strangled, barely able to breathe. I begged it to stop or tried to no avail. I started to feel myself passing out and did the last thing I could. I started trying to choke out a prayer, just begging for God, any God. I think I cried out for, I'm going to mispronounce this, Yahweh, Jesus, Vishnu. I just started naming random deities and begging them to help me. And then the door to the room busted down. I dropped. The room went back to normal and my team ran to me, seeing me collapsed on the floor, gasping. I had strangulation marks. The woman who was checking my neck suddenly screamed. We checked her after she yelled about her back burning. 3 deep claw marks, deep enough that they were bleeding, and we all freaked out. We grabbed our shit, the owners were screaming and panicking, and we told them to contact a priest, a shaman, a rabbi, whatever of their choosing, because this was demonic, and we stated in our terms that we would not tamper with demonic hauntings or attachments of any sort. I don't blame you. On our way out, the stomping, tapping, running, snorting thing basically chased all of us, owners included, out of the house before the front door slammed, the deadbolt slid, and every light in the house turned off, and then every TV, radio, and speaker in the house blasted static on full blast. It was about a week after that we spoke again, and we all decided to break up the group. We agreed that this was not what we signed up for, and we didn't want to risk it again. The owner of the computer we used sadly deleted everything before I got a chance to even ask for a copy of our investigations, and even went as far to destroy the laptop for fear from that house had attached something to it somehow. I honestly can't blame her. She's the one that had her back sliced up. And then they went on to just talk about their life now, and they said, I don't mess with the paranormal anymore. I don't look for it in person. It's still morbidly fascinating to me since there's no scientific explanation for what I've experienced, but I'm desperate to find one. This stuff is real, and it's something that can clearly interact with the physical world around us, and other times only being noticed by almost a primal feeling. Kids seem to be more sensitive to it, so I wonder if ancient people who were more spiritual and superstitious had a better understanding of that side of things, and our modern world of science and hard proof just hasn't accepted it because it just can't be explained, at least not yet. I mean, hell, we literally just disproved one of the fundamental laws of physics, so who knows what else we know when the things that we do, quote, know can be brought crashing down, showing that we don't understand the universe hardly at all yet. So, man, that wraps that one up. And honestly, I have never been physically assaulted by any sort of spirit, any sort of being, so that absolutely fucking terrifies me. Again, they are a great writer, so I really appreciate you, Cody the Fox, for giving me, for sharing that story with me as well. So I really appreciate that. And also, sorry if the way I read these, my sister pointed out, she was like, the way you read them almost made them seem fake. I'm not trying to discredit them or make them more, like, honestly, that, you know, some of these people are just really great writers, and it's hard not to, like, get into it and get dramatic because I can't even imagine how they felt. So that's the only one from Reddit from this episode. Next, I'm just going to briefly touch on, in my Harper's Ferry episode, I talked about my good friend Sarah, and I asked her if she had any stories, and the only thing she can think of was something that her and I actually did together. We visited a place called King's Landing, which is actually in our area. And I plan to do a fuller episode on this and maybe like kind of go do this tour again and talk to or feature someone on the episode that knows a lot about the history. But there was actually a hush order, like a gag order, put on this story and the happenings that would happen in this park. So we'll go into more detail at a later date because I found that really interesting as well. But like I said, her and I went together and just a couple things that she experienced while she was there. We were in like a newer, it's just a building that is a part of the park. And she saw a black shadow cross the windows in the kitchen and I watched her eyes follow it. So like we were facing each other and she saw it like behind me in windows in the kitchen and I watched her eyes follow it. There were some pretty creepy cabins and there was a young girl who died there that haunts there that people often make contact with. And we actually made contact using dowsing rods and Sarah was holding them. And we asked the spirit to use the dowsing rods to show us where it was standing. And it was actually next to me. So that was pretty interesting. And I did feel like I was like covered in goosebumps when that happened. But sometimes it's hard to tell like in the moment, like why that's happening. And then so, you know, getting an answer that they were standing next to me was pretty cool. But she was holding the dowsing rods and she definitely got the most activity. She got more activity than I did. Like they responded to her better on the dowsing rods. So next I have a story. This is a shadow person story. This is actually from one of my housemates and friends. She said, okay, so it was a random, I think it was beginning of high school, maybe even later. I was in my room at my parents' house sleeping, and I started to have one of those dreams where you can see yourself out of your body. Except it wasn't really like that either. It was more like I was behind a movie screen watching my own point of view, but I didn't have any control. I wake up in my bed and there's a black figure I can't really make out. I more so had a feeling of what it was. All of a sudden, it threw the covers off of me, dragged me out of bed onto the floor, and started choking me. Again, I couldn't make out what it was. Then I wake up horizontal in my bed with my covers off of me, gasping for breath, tears running down my face. When she told me that one in person, I cannot imagine being dragged out of bed. That's something I have luckily never had happen, and I would probably shit myself. So. And then she sent another one. She said, I think around the same time, I had another dream with the same kind of point of view. This time I went downstairs into my basement, which I always was creeped out by, and went to turn on the light to the basement kitchen, but it wouldn't turn on. I grabbed a drink out of the fridge, and when I went to go back upstairs, it was like I was trying to walk through an invisible force field. Then without warning, this thing, again, I couldn't really make it out, reaches out and starts choking me as I stand there. I woke up again, gasping for air, tears rolling down my face. And she said it hasn't happened since being out of my room, but my parents' house, which I think is truly haunted with some weird shit. That indeed. Again, choked twice in the comfort of your own house? Like, come on, man. Okay, so this is actually the last story. Again, we're keeping it short and sweet this week. And this is from my sister. So this is something that we both experienced, but she definitely experienced it more. So this is kind of tying into the why am I like this story, but this is her perspective, something that was definitely more targeted towards her. Okay, so she said, so the knocking started some random morning before school, on the wall next to my bed, near my head, really loud, like someone meant business getting my attention. But of course, that wall only leads to the space above the garage. It was easy enough to ignore, but then it would happen every week and you started hearing it too. You as in me. And I started hearing it too, like me as in Anna. Remember the time you thought it was in my room and I thought it was in yours? Fucking weird. Yeah, it was. Then we figured out it was happening to me without you hearing it, which is typically bad news bears. Agreed. I would just lay there and try to ignore it, but it would go up and down the wall, getting louder and more aggressive. Eventually, I was home alone for this nonsense. I was sitting on the floor of my room fixing the charging port to our laptop, and it started. I was playing music. I tried to ignore it, but it wouldn't stop. I paused the music, and it stopped. I started the music, and it started again. At this point, I was actively nervous trying to ignore it. This time, I paused the music, and it kept going. I was scared as shit. I knew I was home alone, and I could feel whatever this was wanting something from me. So I told it to fuck off. I think I said, you have to leave, or you have to leave me alone or something. But it did. I think it helped that I was mad by that point. I truly just wanted to be left alone. But I think about it often, to be honest. And that was, so there's been obviously a lot of, like, I heard some of that knocking too. And this is me, this, her story's over. I should probably say that. So me as an Anna, the knocking that I experienced, like sometimes I would hear it as well and she wouldn't. Sometimes it would be in between our rooms, room right next to each other. And, sometimes it'd be in between our rooms. There have been times where I heard a knock and then I went into her room to kind of check it out, see if I can debunk it. And like posters have fallen, like things have fallen off the wall, in between our rooms, but like there are things that wouldn't make a noise, like posters and stuff like that. Like it's not like it would have thud. So definitely some strange shit there. Again, sorry this episode is so short, you guys. But I enjoyed the story time kind of format last week. Actually had a lot of fun reading people's stories. So if you want to be featured in an episode, please, please, please send me a story. I would love to make this a more regular thing, maybe like once a month, every 2 months, depending on how many stories I get, you know, kind of read them off and share them and feature my listeners and loved ones in episodes. So please stay safe out there. Again, thank you so much for tuning in. Oh, one more thing before I go. I would like to do another virtual tour soon. Have you checked out my virtual tours? There's one on the Bridgewater Triangle and on Harper's Ferry. If I really enjoy doing those because I just think they're really cool and I would like to personally follow along with them one and I like to make them. So what do you want to see a virtual haunted tour of next? It does kind of have to be more of like an area, not necessarily like inside of a single building, but if there's another area that you want to see explored and you'd like a virtual tour of, please, please, please send it to me at aritvpodcast@gmail.com. Oh, and one of the listeners who I featured her story, last week, and now she's a listener, Good Witch Girl. She had a Hat Man story to share, and she suggested Black Eyed Kids. So that will most likely be coming up soon, but that's a big one. So if that's also something you'd want to hear, let me know. If you have anything you want to share, any suggestions, again, my email is aritvpodcast@gmail.com. Please follow me on Instagram. That's where I post most of my shit. So if you want to keep up with me, that's where I am. And stay safe, you guys. I think that's enough for this week. Wish me luck getting all this moldy flooring taken care of. All right, till next time, guys.